Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this edition of Sportsology's special event. We're going to have a lunchtime chat with Fletcher Cox, defensive tackle of the Philadelphia Eagles. He should be coming up with us shortly here. We're just waiting on him. In the meantime, just wanted to let people know that Fletcher's part of the 2012 Pepsi NFL Rookie of the Week program. And each week during the NFL season, five rookies are nominated and fans can vote at NFL.com/rookies to determine the Pepsi Max NFL Rookie of the Week. It's pretty exciting. I think it's a cool program. Fletcher's part of the 2012 program, and right now we're just waiting on him to call in. So bear with us. We're going to get this interview going. But right now, you know, in a tough Philadelphia Eagles season, he has been a bright light, and he's a guy with a busy schedule, no doubt, and that's the situation here as we wait for him to come in. Right now, giving you a little background on him, he's 6'4", 298 pounds, big guy, big run stopper, first team All-American last year. He went to Mississippi State and actually played in his home state. He's from Yazoo City, Mississippi, which is kind of interesting. I've never heard of Yazoo City, so I certainly would be interested in hearing more about Yazoo as we await Fletcher's arrival here. So give me a few moments here. Bear with us if you're listening live. We're not going to take any questions today. Sorry about that. It's going to be a situation where later you'll be able to tweet to him. You could tweet it at Pepsi Max, and that's just with an X, one X. And then if you put a hashtag with the question, Max Rookies, that's the way to get him to start answering your questions. Again, we're going to hang in here for a few seconds. Hopefully, he will be here. And I am trying to contact him as we speak. Right now, we're going through an exciting NFL season. Eagles fans, sorry it's not going exactly the way you'd hoped it would, but you have to admit, Fletcher has been a real bright spot for you guys. He has some very good stats, actually. He has 28 tackles, one forced fumble, three sacks, and coming from a team like the Eagles, who sometimes have trouble putting pressure on the quarterback, that's pretty good. Can't say enough good things about this guy. So right now we wait, and that's the name of the game with live radio. Sometimes you try and sync up schedules the best you can, and that's what we're trying to do here. So please bear with us, and I'm working on getting things rolling here as soon as possible. In the interim, hang in there just for another minute. I'm getting a message here. Trying to do a few different things at once here as we are anticipating Fletcher coming on. Hang in there. Just another minute, please. You'll be able to catch this on replay as well. And that's the good thing about Blog Talk is there's always a replay. And I believe we have him on the line right now. Fletcher, are you there? Trying to get this. Fletcher, are you there?
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Real good, real good. Want to let people know we're talking to Fletcher Cox, defensive tackle, Philadelphia Eagles. Let's talk about your rookie season. Rookie seasons in the NFL are tough. You're having a real good one, but give people an idea. When you break in the NFL as a rookie, there's a lot that you have to learn in a short amount of time just to get out on the field, and you've been able to do that and then some.
Well, yeah, just getting in and learning everything, you know, the playbook, just learn how things are around, how they handle things around the building, around the facilities. You know, getting used to the schedules, being on time is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really just listening and taking coaching as far as I can say from the older guys. You know, that's the biggest thing that's helped me, you know, during my rookie year.
Sure, and how thick is that playbook? Give us an idea of, like, approximately how many pages.
Well, Coach Washburn, the thing I can say, he does a great job at giving us plays because, you know, we get a playbook, but, you know, he also gives us a sheet of paper, you know, with the plays on it, with only our position on it, where you don't have everybody's job on it. We don't have, you know, so much, a lot of stuff drew up, and some of the stuff might be drew up wrong. Could have been a typo or something. He gave us a sheet of paper where it's right, and you had that sheet of paper where mm-hmm. that you're sitting there and you can look at that paper and say, all right, when I get this call, this is what I do. And most of the stuff is almost the same for the inside guys.
Okay, so you do get prepped pretty well, and you do have to do your homework, but then you're out on the field, and you're going up against some of the great quarterbacks in the league, RG3 last week. How hard is it when you have a guy like RG3 who can run, but also has a quick release? And that's sort of tough because if you're in there and they're not running the ball and you're trying to pursue the quarterback, it doesn't give you a lot of time.
I mean, you just got guys that like last week you said, you know, Robert Griffin, a guy that he's mobile, he can run, and you know, he's also can throw the ball. So you know, you got to be balanced, you know. You really become limited to a lot of things that you can do as a pass rusher. It's just being smart and playing smart football.
Sure. Being a run stopper, though, is that one of the harder jobs on defense? Because a lot of teams are passing, but the run is sort of there, and a lot of times it's now sort of like trickery or that play that you're not expecting, and you've got to be ready each and every time because we're all looking for pass, 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 but there are teams that run a decent amount. How do you sort of stay mentally focused on that and also have to, you know, fight off the opposition to get to the ball carrier?
Well, I mean, you know, Phil, a lot of teams that throw the ball on first down, where in college, you know, a lot of teams might run the ball on first down. That's just something I had to get used to, pass rushing on first down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've came along, you know, pretty good and done, a pretty good job at it. Just playing the run, you know, a lot of guys tell me, you know, I can play the run, but they want to see me pass rush. I can pass rush, and, you know, I think I'll be a good, you know, pass rusher. But as I was telling those guys, you know, well, the guys were telling me that it's going to come, you know, and it's hard to get a sack, you know, from a defensive tackle position.
Yeah, and I've looked at your time. You did a 4.79 40. Now, that's a time that, and I got to tell you, I'm like a 5'9" guy. And even in high school, couldn't have done that time. I mean, you're a pretty fast guy for a big dude. I mean, you're 298 pounds. That's a lot of, you know, a lot in motion there.
Yeah, it is, man. It's, you know, I used to be a small guy that was fast, and I guess, you know, the speed didn't go nowhere once I gained a little weight. So you know, I just kept at it and you know, just progressed.
And how much do you have to work out in the off season, just to sort of prepare for the NFL season? How hard, how strenuous was that?
You have to have the want to, just to go out there, you know, and you know, worry about yourself, you know, being in shape for the NFL, and you know, when you get there as a rookie, that you have to be in shape. Because, you know, the coaches and, you know, everybody is going to be looking at it. They're just saying my position. You know, they dropped me in the first round. You know, they expected me to be in top shape, you know, the first day of camp.
That makes sense. I did tell people ahead of time, I read them about the Pepsi Max program, letting them know that later, I think, what was it, around 2 to 2:30, something like that, you're going to be online at Pepsi Max and you could answer some questions?
Yes, sir. Is it from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m.? You know, I have a
okay,
live
so 2 to 3.
Yeah, and they can just tag the questions with Pound Max Rookies.
And they could ask you anything? Everything's good? Everything's in play? Within reason?
Sure, they can ask me anything.
Now, I was telling people that you played for Mississippi State and you hail from Mississippi. I've never been to Yazoo City. I imagine a lot of people in Philly, near Philly, and I'm near Philly, haven't been. Give us an idea of what it was like growing up there.
Just small. I mean, I see 11,000 people there, maybe.
Okay.
We're a small town. Everybody know everybody. You know, if you're doing great, then, you know, everybody know who you are. Just, you know, I grew up in, you know, a single trailer, like, I think, 3 bedrooms. Mom had 4 kids. So, you know, if you do the math, you know, you got 2 people, you know, just sleeping in these rooms. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, just, you know, everybody has a story to tell, you know, that, you know, just made it to this, you know, the struggle and, things. And the most important thing is, you know, that I was blessed enough to be in the position that I'm in right now. You know, that's
no question.
Through hard work and knowing where I came from.
And you sort of have to fight hard to stay in that position. Now, I imagine the food was pretty good back there, right? I mean, you did manage to get to the size you're at. So what was some of your favorite things to eat back in Mississippi?
My mom's four cheese lasagna, macaroni and cheese. Yeah.
Has she cooked any of that for the team yet? Have your teammates had a chance to taste that?
Vinny Curry has.
Okay. So that's good. And because I know it's sometimes, depending on where you guys play and whose mom is in town, they'll sometimes cook for the team, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's good. Now, what in Philly, what is your favorite cheesesteak place? You know, we always have Pat's, and I actually am a Tony Luke guy. Tony Luke, you are too. Okay. And what makes it? Is it the bread? Is it just the entire taste of the sandwich? What do you think makes the Tony Luke's one good? Because I kind of like it too.
I think it's the bread, man.
Yeah.
You gotta eat it when you first get it, but you can't let it sit there. You gotta eat it when you first get it.
Because yeah, that's
hot,
true.
You got to eat it when you first get it.
Now, do you go to the restaurant or the Greasy Stand? Because I won't go to the Greasy Stand. I actually go into the restaurant. I don't know what it is, but.
No, I go to the one off right on I think it's Oregon.
Yep. Oh, so you go to the Stand. All right, you gut it out. Good for you. I never do that.
Yeah.
So what's it like getting to talk to a lot of different people out there? Talking about your season, talking about the Pepsi Max program, that's got to be some fun. It gives a little extra something to break up the season a bit.
I mean, it's fun. Just going out, just talking to a lot of people, and a lot of people might know a lot about you, and but never had a chance to talk to you, and I got a Q&A with me today, at 2 o'clock, and
mm-hmm.
People get to ask me, basically anything, and And to be honest, if it's something that's, ridiculous, then, it won't get answered. But, if it's something, somebody always wanted to know about me, today is the day, to ask, and, I have an answer for it.
That's perfect. My last question for you is, when you're going through a season like this where you know there were some expectations on the team and it's kind of a tough season, it's a team sport. You've got to still do your job. I hear some crazy things around town, like, oh, the team has given up or they're not trying. I know that you guys are professionals and are trying. Just give me an idea of how much pride you have when you get out on the field.
You got to have it. You got to have that pride. And the most thing is, everybody staying together and, let nothing tear us apart. We got to stick together as a team. you know, as a whole, as a group, you know, the coaches, the players, trainers, everybody, you know, they must stick together. And, you know, we'll pull this thing out.
Fletcher, I believe you. I really appreciate you coming on today. Everybody should check him out at Pepsi Max later between 2 and 3. And thanks for coming on, and good luck to you the rest of the season.
Thank you.